All right, so today we're going to dive deep into the world of photography.
Ooh, fun.
It is fun. And we always try to pick these business owners that are interesting.
Right, we found a good one here.
Yeah, this one is particularly fascinating to me, and I'm really excited to kind of pick it apart with you.
Let's get into it.
So we are looking at the story of Mary Hannon,
Okay.
who is the owner and founder and photographer behind Mary Lee Photography,
Nice.
based in Norwell, Massachusetts.
Okay.
So we're going back to Massachusetts,
To the East Coast.
East Coast, for this deep dive.
Love it.
We are using a profile on her from the Better Business Bureau.
BBB.
Yeah, the BBB of Eastern MA, MERINVT.
Got it.
And that was published pretty recently on April 2nd, 2025.
Okay, so this is very up to date.
Very up-to-date profile on this business.
Nice.
And I think what really struck both of us when we were reading this is it's not just about the photography itself.
Right.
It's about how someone with a passion turns it into a business.
Yeah, like the whole journey.
Exactly. And so for our listeners, who really like to get to the heart of things quickly,
Yeah.
I think this is a perfect example of that
Totally.
because you can really see the steps she took and the decisions she made and how that led to this successful business.
And it seems like she's really built something special too.
Yeah, she has. She really has.
Not just like a quick, turn a profit kind of thing,
Right.
but something more lasting.
Yeah, she's all about capturing these really important family moments.
Oh, that's sweet.
It is. It
I
is.
love that.
So right off the bat, what really stood out to me was this isn't someone who just woke up one day and decided to be a photographer.
Right.
The article really emphasizes her lifelong connection to photography.
It does mention that her parents were constantly documenting life.
Yes, through photos and videos.
Yeah, always had a camera going.
It makes you think, right?
It does.
Like when you grow up in that kind of environment, do you have a different appreciation for photos as an adult?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, does it make you more aware of how important it is to capture those moments?
Totally. I mean, I think about my own childhood. We didn't have like tons of pictures or home videos or anything,
Okay.
but looking back now, I kind of wish we did.
Yeah.
It's like you don't realize how valuable those memories are until later.
Right.
And for her growing up surrounded by those images,
Right.
it's almost like she was being trained to see the world through a photographer's lens, even without realizing it.
Yeah, and to recognize those special moments
Right,
and
exactly.
those little details that tell a story.
I think it's amazing how a seemingly passive thing in your childhood can actually be like laying the groundwork
Yeah.
for a career or a passion later on.
Right. And the article then highlights this major turning point that I think a lot of people can relate to,
Oh,
the
yeah.
birth of her first child in 2013.
Makes sense.
And I think any parent listening right now can probably relate to that feeling of wanting to document every single moment
Oh,
of
tell
your
that.
child's life.
You want to remember everything.
Yeah, it's like this urge to freeze
And then
time.
your phone is full of pictures.
Oh,
Like
absolutely.
way too many pictures, probably.
But here's the thing. She didn't immediately start a business.
How interesting.
For years, she was mainly taking photos for friends and family.
Okay, so like a decade almost?
Yeah, about a decade. It's like she
Okay.
was in this incubation period, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
So I'm curious, what do you think was happening during those years?
I think that's where she really honed her skills,
Yeah.
Like without the pressure of clients or deadlines, she could just experiment,
Right.
try different things, find her own style.
Right.
And that's so important for any creative field, I think.
It is.
You need that time to kind of play around and figure out who you are as an artist.
Right. And it wasn't until the birth of her fourth child in 2022 that things really shifted.
Okay, so another kid, another big change.
Yeah, it seems like that was the moment where she thought, okay, no more waiting.
Right.
I'm just going to go for it.
That just go for it moment.
Yeah, that mentality. Is that something you see often in entrepreneurs?
Oh, absolutely. It's so common.
Like that moment where the desire outweighs the fear.
Yes. And the article talks about her establishing her LLC right around then, which is
Exactly.
like making it real.
Yes, it's that step from idea to actually making it a legitimate business.
It's like putting your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
The commitment.
And what's also impressive is that she didn't just rely on what she already knew.
Right.
She really dove into learning both the artistic side of photography
Yeah.
and the business side.
The business side is so important.
It's not just about taking pretty
Now you
pictures.
got to know how to run a business.
Right. You got to know how to market yourself, how to manage finances,
Exactly.
all of that. And the article mentions she invested in workshops, mentorships.
Yeah, she really took it seriously.
She did, and it sounds like that paid off pretty quickly.
Well, yeah, she has her own studio now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, what do you think was key to that rapid progress?
I mean, it seems like she had the talent,
Yeah.
but she also had the drive to learn
Right.
and to seek out experts, you know,
Right.
workshops, mentorships. Those can be so valuable
They can.
because they can give you that shortcut, you know,
Yeah.
help you avoid mistakes that others have already made.
Right, and learn from their experience.
Exactly.
And the fact that she now has a studio means she was able to identify a demand
Right.
and meet that demand.
And meet it effectively,
Yeah.
which is huge.
What I found really relatable in the article was her honesty about her initial doubts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she talked about w wondering if the business would actually take off,
Right.
if people would even be interested.
I think that's so normal, though.
It
When
is.
you start anything new, you
Totally.
have that fear, like, is anyone going to care?
Right.
But what's inspiring is how the positive feedback
Yeah.
and the reviews from clients really helped her confidence.
It did. It validated her work.
And I think that's something we can all relate to.
For sure.
Like, think about a time when you got some really great feedback on something.
Yeah.
Didn't it just like fuel you to keep going?
It
It's like
does.
that external validation can be so powerful.
It is. And for her, it wasn't just about, you know, the ego boost. The
Right.
article really highlights how much satisfaction she gets from knowing that her clients leave with these beautiful memories.
Yeah, and a positive experience.
Exactly. It's
Right,
like
yeah.
she's providing a service that is truly meaningful to people.
Yeah, capturing those special moments that they'll cherish forever.
And that seems to be a huge driving force for her.
I think that kind of intrinsic motivation
Yeah.
is so important for any business owner.
It is.
It's what keeps you going when things get tough.
Right.
You know, it's not just about the money,
Right.
it's about making a difference in people's lives.
And speaking of making a difference, her connection to her local community seems to be a big part of her story, too.
Yeah, the article mentions she lives and works in the same area where she grew up.
The South Shore of Massachusetts.
Exactly. So she has those deep roots.
She does.
And I think that could be a huge advantage for a small business owner.
How so?
Well, it fosters trust.
Right.
Like
Yeah.
people are more likely to support someone they know or someone who's invested in the community.
Right. It's like that built-in network.
Exactly. And the article also mentions how the local environment itself
Yeah.
is an asset for her.
All the parks and beaches.
Yeah, she uses those as backdrops for her outdoor shoots.
Right. And she even says in the article that the area has so many beautiful spots for clients.
It's like her personal life and her work life are totally intertwined with this place.
They are.
And I think that's really
So
cool.
let's talk about her actual photography style.
Yeah, let's get into the details.
The article really emphasizes her client-centered approach, you know,
Yeah.
focusing on making people feel comfortable and at ease, especially during those intimate sessions like maternity shoots or newborn shoots.
Right.
So, what do you think are some of the practical ways a photographer can create that sense of comfort?
I think it starts with good communication,
Yeah.
like having a consultation beforehand
Right.
to understand what the client wants
Yeah.
and to make sure they're on the same page.
Right.
And then during the shoot itself,
Yeah.
it's about creating a relaxed atmosphere.
Okay.
You know, not being too bossy or demanding, just
Right.
kind of letting things flow naturally.
Right. And maybe offering some guidance.
Right. Gentle guidance.
Right.
And then in the post-processing, you know, maybe offering some personalized
I
touches,
got
like a
it.
special edit or something.
Right.
That shows you're really paying attention to their needs.
And the article says her favorite part of the whole process is actually delivering the final gallery to the clients
Oh, that's
and
right.
seeing their reaction.
Yeah, I can see
I
that.
mean, that really speaks to her passion for creating these memories for people.
It's like that's the culmination of all her hard work,
Yeah.
you know, all the planning and the shooting and the editing.
And then finally, seeing those memories come to life.
And seeing how happy it makes the clients.
And the article does mention that she also does senior portraits and headshots,
Okay.
but it's clear that her real love is capturing those family milestones.
Yeah, the big moments.
Exactly, the births, the
Also, the
graduations.
stuff you want to remember forever.
Exactly. And from a business perspective, does it make sense to specialize like that?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Because it allows you to become known for something specific.
Okay.
You know,
Right.
like if people are looking for a family photographer in that
Like you're
area, they're
right.
going to think of her.
Right. It's like building a niche.
Exactly.
Finally, the article mentions that Mary Lee Photography is an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau.
Oh, the BBB.
Yeah, since 2024.
So, what does that mean for a small business owner?
Well, it generally signifies a commitment to ethical business practices,
Okay.
transparency and a willingness to address customer concerns.
So it's like a stamp of approval
Yeah.
in a way that you can trust this business.
And I think for consumers, that can be really reassuring,
Oh, absolutely.
especially when you're choosing someone to capture such important moments.
Right. You want to make sure you're working with someone reputable, someone
Exactly.
who's going to treat you right.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Mary Hannon's story, what really stands out to me is how she took this passion that she had since childhood
Right.
and nurtured it over time, and then pursued it with intention, learned the skills she needed, built connections in her community, and created a successful business.
It's really inspiring.
It
It's
is.
like proof that you can turn your passion into something real.
Right. It's not about luck.
No.
It's about effort and dedication and making smart choices.
Yeah.
And for you listening, I think it's worth asking yourself, what are those passions in your own life
Right.
that maybe you've put on the back burner?
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to dust them off.
Yeah, you never know where they might lead.
You never know. And also think about the people in your life
Yeah.
who help you preserve your memories. You know, the ones who are always taking pictures or videos, they're playing a really important role
Yeah.
in capturing those moments that you'll cherish forever.
Absolutely.
And if you're interested in learning more about Mary Lee Photography
Yeah.
and her commitment to her clients and her community,
Mm-hmm.
we encourage you to check out her profile on the Better Business Bureau website.
Yeah, good idea.
It's a great way to see what we've talked about in action.
That's always helpful.
So until next time, happy deep diving.
See you next time.
Bye.